Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Unique Unscripted, because an authentic life is unscripted. Presented by Bronner House Museum, Elisa Kaler, the spiritual therapist, and Little Green Oasis. Unscripted brings you amazing guests and open mic nights every Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an opportunity to learn more. Visit our calendar on beunique.org to see who we have scheduled to appear next. That's beunique.org.
Welcome to the show. Today is a very special show. We're doing it at a very special time, a very special person. I am going to do something a little different because I'm having a special time of my own over here with Blog Talk Radio. So I'm going to play our Astronet commercial first, and then we are going to continue on with our show. Be right back.
He's smart, funny, and very good looking, but he won't let it go to his head.
Out of all my stunning attributes, it's my humility that makes me perfect.
I'm sexy and I know it.
He's Thor, and he's hosting the new show, Thornication, Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock, only on AstronetRadio.com.
All right, now we are ready to rock and roll. I am Mary Brotherton. Did y'all know that? I'm here with my partner and my other co-host on Take a Break with Gene and Mary, Gene Halverson.
Yeah,
how are you doing, Gene?
We're co-hosting everywhere. Hi. We're just co-hosting all over the place.
We finally concluded my story about the butcher dance. I was so excited about that.
Yes.
It's been a while. Anyway, Tim, you know what? I once had a little toy, a stuffed toy, that I named Tim, Timmy, Timothy, Tom, Tommy, Timothy. I think I was like 6 or 7. I just thought it was all this little toy. It had plaid coveralls. And anyway, my point is, Timothy Fox was born and raised in Dothan, Alabama, but you'd never know it from hearing him talk. He doesn't have as much of a Southern accent as I do, but he's an Eagle Scout. He's a member of, I don't even know what all he's a member of. He's just a very smart, involved, fascinating, fun guy. He knows how to manifest his life the way he wants to, or he's learning to, I forget which. Which is it, Tim? Welcome to the show anyway.
I'm still learning. Thank you so much, everyone. I'm happy to be here. I am still learning, thanks to Mary, but I am so excited about this journey and can't wait to dig into that a little more later.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I know that Gene is learning to manifest as well. And I think it's fascinating that we can turn our world around the way we want to, pretty quickly and pretty easily, with the right mindset. It's all about the mindset.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Gene asked me earlier today, so what is Tim up to these days that we can talk about? And
what
I
do you
said,
think, Tim?
Let's find out.
All right. Well, so hello, everyone. Hey. My name is Timothy Allen Fox. I go by several names. Mostly Tim, but I also I've been called Tim Allen, Allen Fox. So whatever you call me, I will answer. So what am I up to today? So I want to take you back, actually. I graduated from college in 2005 with a degree in sociology from Alabama State University. That's in Montgomery, Alabama.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. The plan was to go to law school. I actually got accepted to quite a few schools. I got accepted to Howard in D.C. I got accepted to the Florida A&M University in Orlando, a couple schools out in California. And it just, for several reasons, it wasn't quite the time. So I took the opportunity just before graduating. I took a opportunity with the Disney College program here in Orlando. I started as a park greeter at MGM Studios, and then I fell in love. Growing up, I didn't have the opportunity to come down here and experience the fascinating world of theme parks, and I knew about it, but actually being able to partake in it and meet so many fascinating people, I fell in love with it, and I auditioned into entertainment, where for the past 15 years. What was that?
I was getting excited. I was thinking you were going to say you fell in love with a human, and that was why you stayed, but you fell in love with a human.
Well,
then,
you know, now, wait a minute, Mary. I love humans. I have been in love with humans from the very time that I can remember. That's why I think that's why you and I met. That's why I met Jennifer. That's why I met Lynn. I met so many amazing people down here. And if it wasn't for the Disney College program, I probably wouldn't be talking to you today. So very thankful for that.
Well, I am enjoying. Yeah. I was just looking for a little romance, you know.
Oh, you know, well, one day I think, you know, for some people you go out and look for it. For others, you wait for it to come and find you. But that's certainly something that I can start to manifest once I get a hold of my life. You know, I have been on a journey of love for as long as I can remember. I've shared some personal details with you. You know, growing up, I didn't have the easiest of times, you know, whether it be relationships or friendships. And, you know, it's very true that you have to love yourself before you can love anyone else. And I do love myself, but there's still some growth opportunities there. So you will be one of the first to know as soon as love blossoms. I'm sure we're gonna know each other for years and years to come. I'm sure, because you're not gonna let me go, right?
No, right. I am not letting you go. You're stuck with me. You're stuck with Jennifer and Be Unique. In fact, Jennifer's here. Would you like to say hello, Jennifer?
Yes.
Hey,
Tim. Hi, Jennifer. Hey, how are you?
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Jennifer.
Thank you. I'm on the radio. This is awesome. But I mean. Well, you know, I've come a long way because when Lynn approached me about coffee or tea, you know, it was deer in headlights. And it still kind of is, but I'm getting more and more used to this public speaking. And I owe that to Be Unique Magazine. And I owe to Jennifer, I owe to Mary, Lynn, just everyone. Everyone's been so amazing. And it's just amazing that I can be here today talking to you all. So thank you.
Well,
awesome.
I am so happy. And you know what? Talking about blossoming, I've actually watched you on Coffee or Tea change and grow, because I could tell that you tended to be behind the scenes and you kind of liked it there. But once you got put in the spotlight, it was like, hello, world, here's Timmy.
It's kind of definitely a give and take. I ping pong off of the energy that's given, and the casting for the show and the radio, and just it's so phenomenal that you pick the right people at the right time and the perfect eclectic modgepodge of people that are a part of this group. It's amazing, and I owe it to all of you. So again, thank you so much.
Well, you know, I just wanted to put in a quick one to the audience that for those listeners that don't really know what Coffee or Tea is, if you go to Be Unique Magazine on YouTube, you will find 41 episodes of Coffee or Tea. Tim is in a lot of those episodes, and he brings joy and an introspective look at things, like from a guy's point of view, and I love it. Like a lot of times we end up with more females on that show, and then we'd have Tim and a couple other guys, but it was always wonderful when he would be on the show because I loved his perspective. So if you haven't had the chance, check out 41 episodes. They're approximately 10 to 15 minutes long, and they're great little shows, especially if you just need a pick-me-up at the middle, in the middle of the day or the middle of the night. So check that out. So go ahead, Tim. I just wanted to plug that real quick.
Oh, yeah. Go get your plugs in. I also want to say on behalf of Coffee or Tea, you know, the really great thing about it is everyone has an open mind and an open heart, and that's how you learn.
Yeah.
I've learned so much about myself and so much about the people around me from being a part of Coffee or Tea. So just going back to, so I can wrap up, you know, what am I doing today? So on September 11th of this year, actually, this is going to be coming up on my 15-year anniversary with the Walt Disney Company, All In Entertainment.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I
wow.
Just look back, and I can't believe it, 15 years of my life in Orlando, Florida, meeting so many amazing people. I started off as a performer doing shows and parades. I did stilt walking, believe it or not. I'm 6'3", so add another 3 feet. I'm almost 2 feet. So, yeah, that was I love the reactions just from everyone, you know, as they would see me towering above them, and it was the most amazing people, you know, being on top of the world. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, early on, I want to say about 3 to 4 years into my entertainment experience, I was very vocal about some of the things that I saw some of our guests and cast needs. Cast would be the employees. That's what they call employees for the Disney Company. I was very vocal. And for me, if you see something that needs improving, then you want to – if you're going to bring it up, you're going to want to have answers. You're going to have a resolution. And I think that's what my managers, my leaders would say about me, is that when I came to them with a problem, I always offered a solution. And sure, that's one thing that young people have to remember. If you want to be a leader, then a leader comes with solutions and not just complain, and not, you want to be able to offer, bring something positive to the table. And
sure,
I was actually looking at the blog, Eagle Scout Soars Through Life with Positivity. I want to, that's, well, again, thank you for painting me it, in such a positive light, because that's what I want to be, positive in all aspects of my life. And I want to help people bring out the positivity in others. So that's right, where I am right now. 15 years later, I am enrolled at UCF in the Master's of Business Administration program. So that's taking over a lot of my life right now, but it's going to be worth it in the years. After, in the end, after 2 years, I will have my degree, and I will be able to put it to some good use, possibly with a nonprofit. Who knows? But
right,
the sky's going to be the limit, right?
Yeah.
We could use the expertise.
I would be highly interested in that. We'll definitely talk. So Mary asked me about some of the volunteering that I do. Also, I volunteer with Come Out with Pride Orlando. I would like to be more active in that, just not 1 or 2 days a year, but throughout the year. So there's also the One Pulse Foundation. They do great work for the LGBTQ community. And so there's so many options here in Central Florida and the Orlando area. So I am, again, just looking to be a positive force for a nation in need, I'll say.
Nice. Nice.
And I think as long as we have more people of your generation with that mindset, we're going to turn this country around and the world. Mm-hmm. We're going to turn the world around.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things I pride myself on is that I was actually having a conversation with one of my leaders the other day, without going into too much detail. But, you know, I have friends from every walk of life. I have friends that are believers. I have friends that are non-believers. I have friends on the left and the right. and I am a safe space to have a civil conversation. And I think that's where you start with. You have to be able to be civil, again, open mind, open heart. You have to be able to, you have to have a willingness to learn. You have to have empathy.
Willingness.
Yes. Growing up, I was such a people pleaser. Well, I tend to still be a people pleaser, but I'm also a extroverted introvert, where I tend to be a quiet listener. So, and if I ever get quiet on you, it's not because I'm not judging. I'm not being negative or shutting you down. I'm really trying to process what, you know, is being said to me. And mm-hmm. one of the feedback that I got, though, you know, that's a turnoff, not only for guests, but even your peers or your coworkers, because it's not that you necessarily did anything wrong, but people don't know what you're thinking. People don't know what you're, you know, what you're up to, what your motive is. My motive is love. That's so I have to give that disclaimer a lot of the times. And I learned that I listened to this podcast, Dan Cockrell, How's the Weather in Your Kingdom? If you haven't had an opportunity, trust me, it's definitely worth the listen. He talks for about 10 to 20 minutes. It's all about how to be a leader and how to be a better leader than you were yesterday and just improving your communication skills. And he just he definitely helped me with that part of my life. Thinking back on instances where I didn't have not so great interactions with people that I work with, I now understand, well, you know, they didn't know what I was thinking. You know, I listened to them and I didn't give a head nod or anything. And people crave communication, and that's something that I'm improving or hoping to improve on as I continue my endeavors with leadership.
Sure. And being aware of it is crucial, because now you can, like you're saying, work on it. That's awesome.
Absolutely. That's awesome. So, and yeah, doing the mindful meditation. Yeah?
I don't think anybody could ever accuse me of just sitting back being too quiet.
Well, you'd be surprised.
You can be pretty quiet sometimes, Mary. I've seen you.
Yeah. Oh, and that all that says is that she's just ingesting what's being said.
Yeah.
Taking notes, right?
I think it's important for people to understand that we all process things differently.
Yeah. Well, one of the issues I see is we're not giving each other the benefit of the doubt. You know, if someone hurts you, don't be afraid to have that conversation. And that's, again, that's something that I am learning to do, because, again, I am that extroverted introvert. So I'm very internal. I internalize a lot of things. If someone says something to me, I, you know, dissect it, you know, every which way you can, and then it eats me up inside. So, you know, if someone hurts you, we got to start having those conversations, and dialogue is what it's going to take us to get, again, to improve communications and make us a better country, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think it's going to go back to what you were talking about earlier with the self-love, is I think people look outside of themselves for everything in the whole wide world. And so they really, people need to relearn, I guess, like we talked about on other shows, that they knew as a child to love themselves. We need to relearn it so that we can turn around and share it easier, and not, and have faith that the other person, when they do something kind of bad, that faith they didn't mean it.
Absolutely.
You know? We take sometimes what people intend as helpful criticism as just criticism, and we don't look for the help behind it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
That maybe doesn't go to say that we don't necessarily insert foot in mouth either, because if you're one to say that, then I'm going to stand really far from you, because there's going to be a lightning strike coming. We've all inserted foot, and, you know, once you say it, it's out there. The only thing you can do is apologize, move on, and make yourself better. You know, and if that person doesn't accept your apology, then that's okay too, because that's, you know, no one, you can't force anyone to take an apology.
No, nope.
Again,
that's how they deal
with
it.
To improve yourself.
It's as much
yep.
for you as it is for them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. I'm going to be vulnerable for a little bit too. I mean, because now this is out there to the many listeners. And Jennifer and I and Mary, we've had these conversations. But, you know, I suffer from anxiety and depression. I am a high-functioning anxiety. And through the manifestation that Mary has assisted me with from my daily sayings, it's tremendously improved my quality of life. You know, there's been days when I haven't been able to get out of bed or just leave the apartment, and just by doing the manifestation, I really hope that Mary can get that going again in September. I know it's hard with everyone's schedules to get everyone on the same time, but it's a lifesaver. So if you don't have any experience with that, I say definitely hit up Mary, and she can walk you through that.
Awesome.
Absolutely. And as far as starting it up, it is September. So
September.
If anybody
All right.
wants to resume, you know, because it seemed like partly because of COVID and partly because it was summer, we just kind of, nobody was showing up for the manifest events. But if we want to resume mm-hmm. that, I am all for it. We just need to find a day and time that works for the majority. And I'll add this. When we were doing that, I would then put the subject that we talked about on our blog. So there are at least 11 manifest lessons on BeUnique.org's blog, if anybody wants to go check them out. Yeah, and you can find out a little bit about what it's about. But, I mean, truly, it's all about being in the moment and being positive and present and claiming it. You know,
mm-hmm.
if you were talking earlier about believers and non-believers, anybody who is a believer has heard, and probably people who haven't even picked up a Bible, have heard knock and the door will open, seek and you shall find, ask and you shall receive. And that's
right.
the basic premise behind manifesting or the law of attraction. You just need to say what you want in the language that tells the universe or God or whatever source you want to affiliate with. You just say it in a way that lets it know, just anyway, you mean business. You know, you want, in fact, let's go with your anxiety. And instead of saying, I am free of anxiety, or I don't have anxiety, because that's kind of what we think we should do, we would
mm-hmm.
say something more along the lines of, I am confident in my daily activities, and I am grateful that I am calm in my spirit or in my mind or in my body. And that, because that's what anxiety is. It makes you anxious and makes
mm-hmm.
you.
I just wrote that down.
Yep.
Love it.
Well,
so that's what we do. Go ahead.
What was that, Mary?
I said that's what we do on our manifest event. So if anybody wants to learn, more about it, then just reach out to me on BeUnique.org, and we'll go for it from there.
Thank
awesome.
You. I've mentioned that to several friends. I'm definitely not as versed as you. I'm just learning myself, but I have directed them to you as also, so hopefully you'll be getting those calls, texts, or
you're not as old as you are. When you get older, you'll be down pat.
Well, you know, I hope to age as gracefully as you have, so how about that?
Gosh, I love you. You're so sweet. worried about aging gracefully. I want to age fiercely. I just want to snap life by the horns, you know?
Yeah.
And you have definitely done that. I finished the last. So a plug, because Jennifer plugged Coffee Your Teeth. I'm plugging Be Unique magazine. I finished reading the newest set yesterday, and wow, you continue to outdo yourself. So,
thank you. You
were fierce in your own right.
Absolutely. I think someone, one of our recent guests, Colum, I think, called Mary a master manifester, and I think she is. I agree. I watch her, you know, things just manifest around her. She manifested me, I think.
I did.
Yeah, I think so.
I created Gene in my own world. I'm going to take a quick little break here, okay. And we'll be right back.
All right, sounds good.
If you like the show tonight, let us know. Call 321-417-4309 or email mary at beunique.org to ask how you can sponsor the show. It's simple and doesn't have to cost much at all. Visit beunique.org for even more details. That's beunique.org. Join the global world changers who already know how Be Unique helps bring together like-minded humans who are making the world a better place. Read the magazine and blog posts, watch our videos, listen to our podcast, and visit our social media from one location, and let's work together. Change tomorrow by finding solutions today. Visit beunique.org to learn more. That's beunique.org.
And we're back. I am your host, Mary Brotherton. I'm here with Gene Albertson and Tim Fox. We're talking about volunteerism, being involved in the community, manifesting anxiety. We're talking about everything. You know, whatever you want to talk about, we're going to talk about it.
Sure.
Sounds good to me.
Did you have any questions for Tim?
Well, I just was sitting here during that commercial thinking about what an amazing like-minded individual he is to myself and you with the things that we're talking about. And so I wanted to point out to Tim that one of the things Mary and I have talked about, being fellow helpers that we are, one of the things we've used as a metaphor is Mark Twain's Tom Sawyer story about the white picket fence. Where Tom was charged with, had you heard that story, sir? Tim?
I'm sorry. Are you with the Tom Sawyer?
Had you heard that story about Tom Sawyer and the picket fence? Because that's kind of what Mary and I have talked about, you know, that we like to do, is find people that like to do what we do and then show them how, and then find somebody else and show them how too, you know. So, and I think that's what you and each did. It's certainly what they did to me.
I do agree.
They changed my life. Every bit is the way you talked about it. Such an amazing energy, and it's just growing and growing, and it's getting ready to just really get even bigger, I think, very fast. So I'm excited.
Well, I can remember when Gene was emailing me a lot, and I said, Gene, you should write for Be Unique. He goes, oh, I'm not a writer. And I took an email that he had written me with some amazing insight, and I edited it, and I showed him that he is indeed a writer. And that's one of the things that we do. I mean, Jennifer has done that with people through the Coffee or Tea Show, through other events. I mean, we've taken people like Chantel Eubanks and Tyrell Ernest and Chloe McElroy, and, you know, we put them in front of the camera with a microphone and teach them how to interview people. And they never knew that. They just hadn't thought of it. And I think everybody is capable of so much more than they realize.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to say that I was absolutely never in my life have thought I was going to be Santa Claus. And I pulled it off because of Be Unique, you and Jennifer and Be Unique. And it made the whole Christmas event be a big success and all that. And the kids loved me. I got fingers up my nose and everything else. It was fun. But I wouldn't have been able to pull it off if it hadn't been for you guys at that event.
Has that been a lifelong goal?
Sorry, I missed that.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Well, I figured as much. I've worked with kids enough. I was prepared for things in my nose and ears. So, but it's pretty amazing stuff here. Well, I'm excited to meet you, Tim. And you had talked about your role as an Eagle Scout. I know I work with scouts. I volunteer at an old house, and we have a local troop that helps us keep the grounds cleaned up and that sort of thing. And it's pretty awesome. And we've got two scouts that are looking at our place to do Eagle Scout projects on. So I'm pretty excited about that. Because they come with their own leadership skills.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Tim, what was your Eagle Scout project?
So,
what was your Eagle project?
In Dothan, Alabama, that's where actually I was a part of Troop 106. And my Eagle Scout project was I installed a flower bed at Solomon Park. Unfortunately, it's no longer exists, the flower bed, not the park. It was to act as a barrier for kids that were playing in the park, so that way they didn't run into the street. So it was a raised flower bed surrounded by concrete blocks, and it was very beautiful.
Very nice.
Yeah, and I'm surprised no one had ever thought of it, but I did get a thank you from the city for that, and it was the most rewarding experience, because once I announced that I was going to do it, so many people volunteered their supplies, their wheelbarrows, their shovels, flowers, trees, the wood. So
awesome.
It was just amazing to see the community come together. And then I felt kind of like a foreman, because people were like, I did the design and everything, and then people were looking up to me, all right, what do we do? How do you want us to do it? And it was so empowering, you know, and then to be able to showcase leadership skills at that age. I achieved the Eagle Scout when I was 15. I was the youngest in my troop.
Wow.
I was also the first African-American in that troop and in the county. So, it was a very proud moment for me and my parents.
That's pretty awesome. That young and do all that? Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I still, it still makes me smile today. So, thank you very much.
Well, and you sure learned a lot from it. I mean, you talked about all of a sudden these people came in and you suddenly had to learn how to manage them all, and you can take that the rest of your life.
What?
You've shown that
already. One of them?
That's awesome.
Which one? You know, one of Jennifer's sons, Austin, is an Eagle Scout, or was, I guess it's a lifetime thing.
Oh.
Yes, once you're in, you're an Eagle Scout for life.
What was his project?
He installed a fence. So he saw that there was a need for a fence, same kind of thing. You said yours was for protection. This was something like that too. And the people that that were in charge of the property, they couldn't afford it. And so he got his troop together and, you know, organized it all and put it up and stuff. And I think the same thing. I think the little city that he was in, they were very appreciative and you know. I can't say it was all in a day's work, because it took a long time to get it all organized and get it done. But, you know, it's so cool when a community gets together and surrounds, like, this, you know, kid, basically, they're usually 16, 17 years old, and wants to help them accomplish something really cool. And all these small gestures seem small at the time, but then when you start adding them all up, they're huge. And I love that, because what it taught Tim, you know, is invaluable for his being a human, a good, decent human. And so, kudos to all those Eagle Scouts out there. and Girl Scouts who are going for their gold that are thinking about projects to help their communities.
Yes.
Absolutely. And you don't have to be a scout to do something amazing. It's definitely great to be a part of such a wonderful organization that fosters youth activity in the community. But I was revisiting how scouting got started, and a gentleman, he was in England where it started. This young kid, I don't know how old he was, but this kid helped him find his way in the London fog. And when he tried to tip him, the boy said, "Oh, I don't accept tips. I'm part of scouting." And that's how these American scouting story began. And then he came back to America, and that's how scouting evolved here, Boy Scouts of America. And I just think about how many other times it's all about humans helping humans, right? And, it's, again, you don't have to be a part of scouting, but when I kind of joined for selfish reasons, honestly. When I joined when I was about 5 or 6, I joined Cub Scouts at the time. And it was just, honestly, I just wanted something to do. I was bored out of my mind, just get out of the house. And my parents kind of followed along. They were like, okay, this is something you want to do. And I did it because I wanted to go camping. But, I learned something from it. I learned, how to camp, how to row, how to pitch a tent, how to start a fire, how to tie ropes, and how to, it also helped with making friends, just putting yourself out there, being vulnerable, being part of a team. And I encourage I encourage anyone with kids, to foster that sense of pride in them, to help them be part of the community, because that's what's going to make great leaders. A lot of great leaders have come out of scouting. A lot of great leaders have come just from youth that have just been active in the community. So no matter what you choose to do, and even when I, after I went from Cub Scouts to Boy Scouts, I still, I said, which group can I join next? Whether it's civics or 4-H, all those types of it's get involved. Can't stress that.
Sure.
Something I noticed raising kids. I've raised 4, and I'm sure your mom was thinking the same thing. But I know once you kids can find a community, with my kids, I noticed my older 2. Because we weren't sure how to parent. There's no instruction book, and you do the best you can. But I noticed that they didn't have a lot. I would put them in an activity or whatever, and I tried to see if I would try something, and if they didn't like, I'm like, okay, well maybe they're not into whatever. I noticed with my second 2, I thought, nope, this time I'm going to try something different. And I just started putting them into lots of different activities and let them see which one they were really drawn to. And I noticed that my first 2 were really drawn to doing video games instead of wanting to do activities, where my second 2 started to see where their interests lie. And so I was like, there's something to this, because My first 2, I didn't want to feel like I was imposing on them, or I don't even know what the word is. I just felt like I didn't want to over put them in too many activities because people were giving me pressure and all that. But the second 2, I didn't care what people thought. And I just went ahead and put them into different things because I wanted to see what they were into. And it was amazing with kids, because when they get into a community of people that they feel good with, they stay out of trouble. A lot of times they'll be out of my home for a little while. They'll be, part of something. They feel like they're part of the community and that kind of stuff. And so, as far as you, Tim, when you were, how many other organizations were you with, or other activities were you doing besides scouting?
Let's see, the Alabama Young Democrats, the NAACP, the Multicultural Club, which embraces, everyone, as we should. The list goes on, actually. I was in too many. I was, in high school,
it seemed like every week I was asking my mom, hey, I need $5 to get the club shirt.
So, yeah.
And that, you know, it adds up after you're in so many organizations. But, you know, it kept me busy. It kept me, you know, I was, I got bored really easy. So, but I did stick with everyone. And anytime there was an event, I was there. So,
nice.
If anything got too much to handle, then I wasn't, I didn't leave anyone hanging. So there's that. That's an important thing. So, you know, if you can get involved in multiple things, great. But, you know, if you can't commit the time, it's also okay to step aside. You know, and I learned that early, too. But, again, I was kind of I wasn't the most athletic kid. So I get my sports, you know, on the camping trips when we went camping, and we would go rappelling and swimming and things like that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, and you were a brass instrument player, trumpet and baritone, I
believe.
I played
trumpet, yes. Yeah, so my...
Do you still play?
Unfortunately,
still play?
No, but I mean, actually, when I'm laying in bed at night, sometimes I run drills. I remember every single note, so there's that. I do not own a trumpet now, though. It's funny because so I started playing trumpet in the sixth grade, and my teacher, who shall remain nameless, needed a baritone. So he tried to do the swoopy swoop, and I had to stand my ground and say, I am a trumpet player. Now, I didn't mind playing baritone. You know, I would do dual, but that teacher actually tried to forced me to drop the trumpet. So then I had to bring the mama bear and papa bear out to say, hey, he's already told you. You know, so, but yeah, so I loved my time in the band. I played concert, symphonic, the marching band.
Yeah.
So
what,
and
did you
I did all that while doing scouting and while doing all my other clubs.
Nice. Definitely busy.
Yeah.
Wow.
If something is your passion, then stick with it.
How did all of this help you with the job that you have now? Because I think it's super interesting, and I think I don't know how much you can tell the audience about what you do, but give us a little rundown of what you do, because I think it's fascinating.
Well, what I do currently, I am an entertainment coordinator, so. Mm-hmm. For entertainment, we have a lot of timelines. You know, we're going to do something at a certain time, and it's about making sure that everyone is where they need to be, has what they need to be. So there's a lot of coordination involved. And
wow.
For Disney, they call it character captain, but it's essentially you're coordinating the activities both backstage and on stage, because once you get on stage, you want to make sure that everyone's being safe, not only our cast members, but our guests as well. And
wow,
I
that's
do
a big
the same
job.
At Universal Studios as a coordinator also. Yeah, I did Halloween Horror Nights as a coordinator for several years. But before that, I was a scare actor. And again, I saw potential for... to expand on my leadership, and I wanted to be able to make things more functional for my fellow, for my peers. So I interviewed for the role of coordinator, and I tell you, that was the most rewarding experience, to be the administrative coordinator for Halloween Horror Nights back in 2015. I led a cast of about almost 50 individuals, and it takes a lot. Let's just say that.
I'll bet.
So, and as a coordinator, you're also working with costuming hosts. You're working with operations leaders, both coordinators and managers from different lines of business. So it takes a lot of hard work to go to put all that together in entertainment. So that's what, again,
wow.
That's what I'm doing now. And I feel like that I use my leadership skills on a daily basis. It's never put to the side. I'm always leading the cast, and I'm also learning from them. I'm learning other different ways of leading. For me, I'm more so of a if I'm going to ask someone to do something, I'm going to make sure that I'm also able to do it, and I'm going to get down there in the trenches. And I think that's a value that I look for in people that are leading me. You have to be willing to do the work, right?
Leading. Yep.
Yeah.
Give
so
us a
again,
story.
So, I'm sorry.
Is there like something you can share? Is there a story that you can share about so that, you know, just in a situation of how that all works? So, like, take us on a night journey or an evening journey. What would you be in charge of? Because, again, think of it as we don't really know how that, because you go to those theme parks and things like that, and you watch, and I don't think people really get the whole gist of the behind the scenes.
You use the word timeline.
Well, I definitely have to, you know, what they say, preserve the magic. So there's a lot of confidentiality that goes with that. I know, I'll give a sample, but it's not necessarily anything to what I've done. But I know I have a peer who works with Macy's in New York City. For the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And there's a lot of behind the scenes. You want to make sure that your dancers are being fit. You got to make sure the costumes are fit right. So you got to arrange, you have to schedule what time they're going to come in. You have to schedule who's going to be there for the fitting. You have to schedule, make sure the seamstresses where they need to be, make sure you want to have your dressing rooms ready to go. If there's an issue with the dressing room, then you're going to want to call maintenance to come out and fix it, whether it's a light out or so. There's definitely, it's a very involved process, especially with entertainment. Unfortunately, I can't think of a story right now that isn't revealing too much about what I do.
Yeah.
But if ever I think of something, I'll circle back.
Well, yeah, and honestly, I think it's just that for people to understand that when we are so privileged when we actually get to see something, you know, like a show or an event or something like that, of just how much goes on behind the scenes. And the reason why I'm saying that is that we heard Tim, and he definitely sounds like an overachiever when he was a young person, you know, getting himself involved in a lot of things. And now he's able to handle so much when it comes to, you know, these events and putting on something. And so, again, I go back to me as being this parent trying to figure out how to raise my children. And it's important that, you know, the skills that we teach them, the things that we show them, the journeys we take them on when they're growing up and things like that, it all helps to shape these young people, and it helps them to understand, you know, what they're capable of and stuff like that. But not to say that even as you get older, like if you're just sitting there in a chair right now and you're just like, oh, I'm not really doing anything with my life or you know, or maybe I'm doing too much with my life, whatever. But it's like, go out there and just try. I mean, there's so many different things like you don't even know that you're capable of. And you can pick up a pair of scissors. You can go outside to the garden. You can go, you know, find out in your community what's going on, and you can volunteer. And it's amazing the different skills that you either can pick up or that you didn't even know you were capable of. And I just love watching Tim evolve, because I already know he's like the superhuman cool guy. And then he's doing all these things. And every time I talk to him, I hear more about, you know, what he's capable of and what he's doing. And I learn, you know, and that's such a cool thing. I get to learn about other people as well. So
yeah, I love this podcast. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the podcasts are cool because it's true. You
should do
one. She wants me to do podcasts.
I think she should have her own show. What do you guys think? Jennifer should have her own show talking about her life as a millennial mom to four, a mom to four millennials. I mean, you've got such insight and such wisdom for other parents.
Aw, well, thank you.
That would be a whole other fun show.
Yeah.
A whole other fun show.
And then what do I do with the time when I'm putting things together and trying to figure out my life? Because I also, behind the scenes, I'm the creative director. There's a lot going on. And so it's like, I guess you have to say, you have to carve out that extra few minutes to get something done. And she's right. It would be fun.
You could have Gaston spur this conversation, or you could just bounce it off of me or Lynn, or, you know.
Or how about Tim? He could be my co-host.
Call Tim every day. In the 15
minutes
Tim has to be.
Perfect.
So one of the things about being a leader is not about having all the right answers. It's about knowing where to find the answers. So I don't know everything. So that's why I'm going to call up here. I'm going to call someone that I trust, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, tell us this. There's about 10 minutes left. What would you like to share with our listeners? What would you, you know, is there any burning anything on your mind that you would like to share with our listeners or even just give us some future goals that you have in mind?
Well, you know, something that hasn't been brought up yet. We didn't talk about Tink and Toby yet.
I was going to ask about that. I need to know about Tink and Toby.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell us
so,
about your
so there's definitely been a void. I live by myself, and I was furloughed. Back in March, I was furloughed, so I spent a good 3 months kind of twiddling my thumbs by myself. And there was always a yearning to have a fur baby in my life again. When I was younger, I did have cats and dogs, and they have since passed away. So it's been, I've been without a fur baby for over 20 years now. So it was definitely time. And the opportunity came to adopt two from the Greater Orlando Pet Alliance. So on June 23rd, I brought home Tink and Toby, and they have done so much for me in the little time that I've had with them so far. It's just a joy to be able to come home, look after and take care of them and play with them. They pretty much run the house. They have toys all over the place, but that's okay because those are my kids. And my mom has been, I'm 37. She's been asking about grandkids for a while now, and she's finally accepted. It might be a while for the human ones, but she has been asking about her grandbabies, Tink and Toby. So I'm like, okay, you get it now. Thank you.
There you go.
But they've done so much for me. I'm sorry?
Give us a description of them. So that visually we can picture them. I don't know if there are photos of them. Okay, so there are photos in your slideshow on Blog Talk, but give us a little description of them.
So Toby, he's about 3 months, and he is a orange tabby, very handsome. Oh. And Tink, she is a you would call her a brown tabby. She looks like Toby, but just brown.
Tim,
so,
she's got three colors, right? Like brown, gray, and black. She's a tortoiseshell.
Say that again.
She said she's a tortoiseshell tabby.
Tortoiseshell.
Mm-hmm.
Like a turtle.
Huh? Turtle. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. when she came home, she adjusted very well. I mean, she ran all over the place, and I actually I slept in the living room because with her, she was very comfortable around me. Toby, I kind of had to unbox him in my bedroom and let him discover things for himself first, and it took him about 2 or 3 weeks to kind of adjust. He still stays a distance. He's allowed to come to me, but I'm not allowed to come to him. But he likes to play footsie. If I'm sitting on the couch, he'll come underneath the couch and just like paw at me.
Nice.
They definitely have outgoing personalities. They've discovered that they can jump, so I'm watching that. I'm gonna have to get a cat tree for them, one of those tree houses.
And the cats like catnip, too, a lot of times.
Yeah, I was told that as kittens, you have to watch it with them. I did get a mist spray just so that they can have a little ease with that. But they definitely like all their toys. They're chasing the little balls and the little mice around. And
yeah,
they have a fishing pole, a fishing rod that they get to chase the feathers. So they definitely get their workout. And definitely keeping me busy. And
How old are they now? Are they kittens?
Toby's
still
about 3 months, and Tink's about 6 months.
Oh, okay. Well, totally fun.
So
enjoy.
Yeah,
I mean, sometimes
both right now.
When they're little guy, little kitties, it's like you think, oh, I don't know if I can deal with these. But then it's like when one day they're going to just stop and sleep all the time, and then you're going to really miss when they're cute. And you're like, you try and play with them, they're like, they just look at you like, no, I don't think so.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
I know we're kind of debating on, every time I keep hearing people, I get kitty envious because we lost both our pets this year. And so we had two dogs and we've lost both of them. And I keep thinking, oh, maybe it's time to do the cat, you know, do a cat. And then I hear people like you, Tam, and I'm like, oh, I'm thinking that that's what we need to do. But then my husband's like, no.
Well, I think you got to.
I mean, they've definitely done so much for me. I definitely feel a sense of relief since having them. So it's good for the heart and the mind.
And they haven't destroyed your furniture.
Not yet.
They have not.
I'm actually
trying to get them adjusted because every year I put up my Christmas tree and deck it all out. So I am trying to get them adjusted to having, I actually did set it up last, just the, no ornaments or anything, but just, I've set up the tree just so that they can get used to seeing it around and trying
smart
to correct them if they try and climb it.
Well, cool.
You are so smart. Hey,
and
guess
use
what,
Unbreakable.
Folks?
Oh.
It's been an hour. And you know what that means? It's time for our parting words. And I'll start.
Okay, who's going
and
first?
Then I want Nick to give parting words. And I want Gene and Tim to be thinking about their parting words. I already know Gene's. And mine are pretty much the same, but I always come up with a little twist on them. But basically, especially after what we've talked about today, I want to remind everybody to walk out of your door. I don't care if it's right now, tomorrow, tonight, next week. But when you walk out your door and you meet somebody, look at that person with kindness and respect and realize that you don't know whatever is going on inside that person. So treat them like you want to be treated. Please.
Yes.
Jean, you want yours? And then we'll go to Jennifer. Give her a minute to think about it.
Well, I have a lot of different things to say. I always have a lot to say. Mm-hmm. But I think I want to just leave everybody with the thought that if you're not having fun, you're not doing it right. Doesn't matter what you're doing. You can figure out a way to have fun doing it. You can.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, we do.
Yeah.
Here's Jennifer.
My real quick one is that think of peace. So when you start feeling frazzled, and I went through that this morning, and you just start, and then it's like, no, I can breathe, and I can think of peace, and bring yourself back to that spot. Tim?
Right. I'm going to throw it back to the Boy Scouts. You know, when I took the oath, I took an oath to do a good turn daily. So whether that's just calling a loved one or someone that you don't know so well and just checking up on them. You know, a lot of people are out of work right now. A lot of people are suffering from anxiety and depression. So just take the time to reach out to someone. Let them know that they are loved. Let them know that they are not alone.
Very nice.
Nice.
And with that, I'm going to say, Tim, you know we love you. And we're so excited to have you working with us on Be Unique, doing whatever it is you do. Whenever I call you for something, you're there. And I love that about you. And you're always so positive and so cool to just hang out with. And goodbye, everybody. We'll see you next week. Well, actually, I'll see you tomorrow morning. or tomorrow at noon. For
thanks for having me.
All right.
Bye.
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 Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening this evening. We're happy you chose to spend this time with us, and we hope you learned as much as we did.
Every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And if you'd like us to invite you or someone you know to speak right here, just go to beunique.org and contact us there.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that our newly branded podcast has so many global listeners and that our website and magazine receive thousands of visitors each month. Let's put your brand in front of all those people. Mary can share the demographics with you. Contact her through the website. That's BUNEKE.org.